Item number 13, PR 2021-4985, preliminary final plat SD 2022-207. This is for Beth Brownell at Arno Street between Claremont and Commercial Street. And Mr. Archuleta is the agent again. Would you please introduce yourself with your name, firm, and address?
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board, Derek Archuleta with Arc and Plan Land Use Consultants, PO Box 25911, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87125, serving as agent for this lot consolidation. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead and give us an overview of this request.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is, as stated earlier, for a lot consolidation of two properties. They're vacant except for a woodshed that's currently on the property. The property owner would like to build a house on it. Her legal access is off of Arno, as illustrated on the northeast corner of the property. So yeah, her intentions are just to consolidate the two existing lots so she can proceed with building a house. Thank you.
May I ask Mr. Archuleta if this was divided in the not so distant past?
I don't believe it was. I think the plat, the original plat, the Stronghurst subdivision, was platted in, it's an old subdivision.
We just had a case, and I'm trying to figure out if this is the same case. But anyhow, we'll discover that maybe as we go.
So, yeah, there was a, Madam Chair, this is Derek. I don't believe there was a prior case to this application, but yeah.
Okay. All right. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 13? If you would do so now, or if you would raise your hand or speak up now. Okay, not seeing anyone, let's go to Water Authority for comment.
David Gutierrez, Water Authority. Derek, I just had a quick question. I don't have any objection, but I couldn't find an account for the site. Is it undeveloped? I saw a building on there and it wasn't sure what it was.
Madam Chair, David, it's just a woodshed that's on the property, so yeah, it's undeveloped.
Okay, cool. Thanks for the clarification. I have no objection to it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Code enforcement.
Yeah, Palmer with the code enforcement. Don't need to be picking on you today, Mr. Archuleta. I've got some clarifications asked for on this. Now you offered clarification on the first question of how the lot will be accessed. And I thought that was the case, but you clarified that the legal access would be off of Arno. So that pretty much addresses my first comment. Property is zoned R1D and must meet dimensional standards of IDO 51C table 511, which in this new configuration, it would. Property is located in an area of consistency and may be subject to IDO 51C2 contextual lot size. I threw in there a maybe subject because there's some questions in my mind on that. Technically, it is subject to that, but in the sketch plat that was on February 3rd, 2021, code enforcement at that time indicated the following: the replat will change a smaller non-conforming lot size to a lot size that meets dimensional standards in table 511 and therefore will not require a variance. They cited per IDO section 54C1B, non-conforming lots may be replatted without requiring variance to lot size if the replat meaningfully decreases the degree of already existing non-conformity. And I just would like to clarify, perhaps with other staff members, if this section applies to a variance of contextual lot size standards as well. So I have two questions related to the contextual lot size. One is, it's going to be a little difficult to discern for that particular lot. But should there be a need for that is the bigger question, or will that section 54C1B excuse it from having to obtain a variance to contextual lot size? I have not fully resolved that in my mind. I think that is a good possibility, but I would like to discuss that a little bit further with staff, and we can add that for consideration offline or later in the course of our discussion of this case. That's all of the comments I have at this time.
Okay, Mr. Runda, can you zoom in just a little bit on this plat? I'm sorry, I'm looking at a small screen. And go down a little bit. I'm just trying to reconcile. So the sketch plat, was this exactly the action from the sketch plat you said was from 2021?
Madam Chair, this is Jeff Palmer. According to the records I found, that is correct.
Okay. And we went through, this is the lot that I remember it to be. We went through quite a bit of dialogue and discussion to determine our comments on that. And I think that there was just a lot of irregularities going on here, and that we used the provision that reduce the degree of nonconformity, and therefore, because it did that, some of those other provisions, it could be allowed to plat this way because of that. That's my recollection.
Madam Chair, this is Jeff Palmer. If I may, I thought through that, and I know the people that were involved with that decision, I'm sure it was not taken lightly. So I believe, and I would concur that that is a viable interpretation of that passage. And yeah. And if so, the rest of the staff is in agreement, I am not opposed to taking that stance that it would be allowed based on as it is reducing the decreases the degree of an already existing nonconformity.
Yeah, I recall wrestling with this quite a bit. Maybe that was with Carl Garcia. So, and then we finally, after much deliberation and talking to various people, we came up with whatever the comments are that are on Sketchpad. So, okay, let's go to Parks and Rec.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department. There are no comments for this case.
Thank you. Hydrology?
Dequan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Grading and drainage plan may be required for future development. That's all from Hydrology.
Thank you.
Transportation?
Ms. Tommy Ho, Transportation. Mr. Archuleta, I know I've been holding up a lot of your stuff that you've heard today, but on this one, we have no objection.
You're redeeming yourself. Right.
We have all sorts of sides, Mr. Archuleta. Okay, planning.
I'll let Santa know, Ernest. Thank you.
Planning comments?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So we need both the project and application numbers added to the plat, Derek, and the DXF file approval email from AGES. And I'll just give you, Derek, real quick, a very quick spiel. From what I heard, the treasurer's office is not closing. They are not accepting plats for review after December 15th. So I heard, I can't confirm that in person, but so I heard. So if any of your plats do get approved, which I think we've already had one, if this gets approved, just, you know, you'll want to act pretty quick to address your conditions of approval. If you want to have a shot at getting it, go to the treasurer's and the recorder's offices for your plat before the end of the year. Thanks.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so on this one, we need the project number
added and application number and the AGES
and application number and then the AGES file. Okay, Mr. Palmer, now that you've had a couple seconds to mull this over, are you feeling comfortable with how we're proceeding?
This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. Yes, Madam Chair, thank you. I am comfortable that that passage as cited does exempt this from having to obtain a variance to any contextual lot size, even if it were needed. So I believe that this meets the code requirements, and I have no further comments or objections on that.
Okay, thank you. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for preliminary final plat. If you are accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation in the time needed.
David Gutierrez, Water Authority, I approve.
Jeff Palmer, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Yiquan Chen, Hydrology, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves with delegation for the project and application numbers to be added to the plat and the HSDXF file. And that would be for 8 weeks, AKA one day. there is a consensus vote to approve item 13, PR 2021-4985, application SD 2022-207. For a preliminary final plat, because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM, with delegation to planning for 8 weeks to address the issue just stated.